Wednesday, December 15th, 2021. Going heavy today for the barbell snatch, specifically the squat snatch. Make sure you watch the video today entitled How to Approach Heavy Days. Covers warming up, choosing the weight, rest periods, and more. It's Lynchman Conversations number 113. This exact workout we did before on August 20th, 2021. So make sure you go back into the BTWB app, see how it went for you. Should you have gone up? Should you have gone down? That way you can have a great workout today as well. This workout I did not create. This is from a strength and conditioning buddy of mine. It's called the Joe Mills 20 for 20 workout. And people loved it last time we did it. Basically, it's an EMOM, an every minute on the minute. If you're unfamiliar with the EMOM protocol, there's just a task assigned to every minute. And this one happens to be 20 minutes long. And each minute, you're going to do one repetition. That's it. No more, no less. You rest the remaining time in the minute until the next minute begins. And then you do whatever is assigned to that particular minute. So for the workout of the day, if you look at this thing on the app, you know, each minute has, and this is for the full snatch, squat snatch, each rep for the first 5 minutes is at 70% of your one rep max, just doing a single squat snatch. The next 5 minutes, minutes 6 through 10, is 70% of your one rep max, but you've added 5 kilograms. You don't add 5 kilograms each time. It's 70% plus 5 kilograms, and that's the load you're using for minutes 6 through 10. Now, for minutes 11 through 15, you have added another 2.5 kilograms to that. So it's 70% of your one rep max plus 7.5 kilos. You use that weight for minutes 11 through 15. Then on minute 16, for the final 5 minutes, minutes 16, 17, 18, 19, and 20, you choose the loading. On each one of those minutes, you're just doing a heavy single, whatever a heavy single feels like that day. We've got a video showing the squat snatch, and Super Fitness Robot would be once you work up to the heavy single that you're at 90% or higher of your one rep max. More likely is anything around 80% or higher of your one rep max. Now, well, I'll touch on this in a second, because that's the Joe Mills workout. Those are the percentages, and those are the kilograms that you add each time. And I didn't create those. It's been around for quite some time. It's very effective. But for some people, they're like, well, for minutes 6 through 10, you know, that's 70% plus 5 kilograms. That's too heavy for me or whatnot. So we're going to give an option where the layout is the same, but the weight that you increase from minutes 6 to 10, as well as minutes 11 through 15, is not quite as much. But first, let's get to the wildcard option. So the wildcard option is, well, it's exactly what I was just saying there. It is precisely the same as the workout of the day, but the jumps are smaller. Minutes 1 through 5, still 70%. But then for minutes 6 through 10, you are using 70% plus 2.5 kilos. And then for minutes 11 through 15, you're using 70% plus 5 kilos. So it is a reduction in what the prescribed workout of the day is. Then we have the scaled option today, which is instead of doing it for the full squat snatch, it's for the hang squat snatch, which is a little technically less complicated for people. And we are reduced the loading. So instead of 70% across everything, it's 60% across everything. And then the jumps for minutes 6 through 10 are adding 2.5 kilos. And then for minutes 11 through 15, 5 kilos. Last 5 minutes, still a heavy single. There's a second option for the scaled version today. In case the hang squat snatch is a bit too challenging for you, you could do today's workout as the power snatch. And we give all the loadings for that as well. So what I want to be clear for people, okay, is if these loadings are too heavy, don't worry about it. Don't feel any pressure. Lower them, or you could just turn this into every minute on the minute for 20 minutes, you're doing one hang squat, one full squat snatch, just slowly building up. But if the prescribed option works well for you, great. If not, the wild card option is a little bit less. And if you need to even knock it down a bit more, that's perfectly good to go. But the only thing I want to make sure that people are clear on is that, for example, you know, minute 1 through 5, you're using 70% of your one rep max. On, now let's keep this easy math. Grab a calculator here, okay? So let's say you have a 100-pound squat snatch. That means on minutes 1 through 5, you're using 70% of that. There's 70 pounds on the bar for minute 1, and minute 2, and minute 3, and minute 4, and minute 5. There were 70 pounds on the bar. Now for minutes 6 through 10, it says 70 pounds plus 5 kilograms. 5 kilograms, 5 times 2.2, that's 11 pounds. So you add 11 pounds to the bar, 70 pounds plus 11 is 81 pounds. That's what you would use for minute 6 and minute 7 and minute 8 and minute 9 and minute 10. So that stays the same. You didn't add 5 kilograms every single one of those minutes. Does that make sense? It stayed the same. And then for minutes, 11 through 15, where it says 70% plus 7.5 kilos, 70% of your 100 pounds would be 70 pounds. And now if you added 7.5 kilos to that, 7.5 times 2.2, that's 16.5 pounds plus the original 70. There would be 86.5 pounds on the bar, and that's what you would use for minutes 11, 12, 13, 14, and 15. And then when minute 16 rolled around, it's just whatever you can do for heavy single, and that's that. So hopefully that helps everybody understand how this workout is done, because I know at first when you look at it, you're like, whoa, there's a lot of numbers there. What is going on with this? Not to worry. Let's get down to the limited equipment option, a classic one today for that crew. 5 intervals, each for time of 15 left arm dumbbell power snatch, then 15 right arm dumbbell power snatch. That's using a 50 for the men and a 35 for the women. Then you grab a pair of dumbbells, pair of 50s or pair of 35s, and you do 10 dumbbell squats. So one complete interval is 15 left arm dumbbell power snatches, 15 right arm dumbbell power snatches, 10 dumbbell squats. That's one complete interval. You will rest 2 minutes between each interval. You're going to do that 5 times. Certainly does not need to be unbroken. Sets of 15 per arm, that's quite a challenge. Does not need to be unbroken. We've got a video showing the dumbbell power snatch and the dumbbell squat. Super fitness robot times for the Leo crew. 3 minutes or less per interval, more likely 4 minutes and 30 seconds or less per interval. No equipment workout, not for time. 100 meters of broad jumps and then 100 glute bridges, 1 second pause at the top. Accessory work for the day, optional as always. Bulgarian split squats, 2 to 3 sets of 8 to 12 reps, video showing that. And then strict shoulder press or SOTS press, your choice, not both. That SOTS, both have videos, that SOTS press is tough. You might find an empty barbell really, really hard, but it's also very beneficial. It will help that receiving position overhead in the snatch. Cool down and stretching for the day, 5 to 15 minutes, casual, walking, jogging, biking, or rowing. Then we have the hamstring stretch, as well as the trap stretch with a lacrosse ball. Both of those are accompanied by videos. Hope you enjoyed the Joe Mills 20 for 20, and we will see you, for most people, tomorrow's a rest day. I'll be taking mine. I encourage you to take yours. I'll see most of you back here on Friday.